Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
The rickety front porch planks are creaking, but the hound dog by the door keeps sleeping. It smells like country ham and cheese, pop tobacco and kerosene. There's a potbelly stove and checkers by the door. It's a dying breed, the old country store.
And the name of this segment is A Barrel of Fun.
And we will have a barrel of fun.
Yes, we will.
You may or may not find this hard to believe, but every so often the dining duo needs a mental health day.
Boy, is that sorely needed.
Oh, God. I could use one today. We've only been home for 3 weeks since we were in Aruba.
Yeah.
And I could use another vacation.
Well, you go from white sand to white snow. So,
I know. Yeah. That was horrible coming home on Halloween.
Yeah.
But if there ever were two people in need of a mental health adjustment, it's us two idiots.
That's true.
Our favorite diversion is to drive up north to the land of cheese and contribute to the Ho-Chunk Indian tribe at the casino in Wisconsin Dells.
I like that casino.
I do, too.
It's a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah. I lost my money there the last couple of times, though.
Yeah, it's funny. It seems like since they remodeled it, we haven't been winning.
I know. Funny. When it was in the remodeling stages, we were winning, and they were giving us money.
Not coincidence.
Now that it's finished, now we're not winning.
Oh, well.
This trip is punctuated by various scenic stops along the way. Our first stop is fueling up our bodies at the Cracker Barrel restaurant in Rockford.
I really like Cracker Barrel.
Oh, I love Cracker Barrel.
Walking in the door, you enter their country store, which you have to walk through to get to the hostess stand. Ingenious.
Definitely.
This store is jam-packed with items geared to both young children and adults. Grandparents especially enjoy shopping here to find unique items for the grandkids.
Mm-hmm. And I do.
There's also a lot of seasonal items scattered about.
Mm-hmm. I do that too.
Nancy lost control one time and bought a battery-operated fuzzy white dog with a Santa's hat. When you touch its paw, he twitches spasmodically and sings a James Brown song.
Mm-hmm.
Best Christmas decoration ever. Nothing says Christmas like James Brown.
Well,
I feel good.
That's not Christmas, though, but it's funny.
Her shopping basket with gifts for the kids usually winds up costing more than our meal.
It does.
I know. The meal's a cheap part.
You have to
walk through the store when you walk in and through the store when you walk out.
Yeah, so I say, hurry up, get our name on, and I'm looking while you're going and putting our name in. Yeah. And I'm checking out everything so I know what I want to get when we walk out.
And then when we leave, because we're going on the road, I usually make a stop at the restroom, and that's when you do all your shopping.
And I do and I continue doing it then, too.
Okay.
After running this gauntlet, we made it to the hostess stand and were escorted to our table. The decor all around us was right out of an American Pickers episode. Vintage family photos and chewing tobacco ads hung everywhere.
Did you ever wonder why on most of those old-time photos no one is smiling?
Yeah, why?
I have that answer.
Why?
Seriously. Because the cameras were so, antiquated and things that they had to have a long exposure time. So in other words, you had to sit there motionless for a long time while it got your picture. It's easier to not move when you have a frown on your face. If you're smiling, it's hard to hold it for that long. Now on to the good stuff.
Okay.
Nancy always orders the same thing because change is evil.
It is evil.
My old timer gets the old timer's breakfast for $8.99.
How dare you?
This consists of two eggs, grits, your choice of turkey sausage, bacon or sausage patties, plus fried apples or hash brown casserole. Hungry. This breakfast also comes with buttermilk biscuits, sawmill gravy, and jelly. She chose the bacon and the hash brown casserole. She passed the grits to me and wanted their sourdough toast with apple butter instead of the biscuits and gravy.
Mm-hmm.
This is her favorite breakfast because of the hash brown casserole and the grilled sourdough toast.
Yeah. Dining duo tip, everybody. Ask for your sourdough bread to be grilled. It is awesome.
Our waitress told us about that long time ago.
Yeah,
tried it. Oh.
If they're not lazy, which the one in Rockford's a little lazier.
Depending who's cooking.
They only do one side and then just put the other side, grill it, but no butter. If you get a good cook, they butter both sides and grill it. And it's like a grilled cheese sandwich or something. You know, it's always grilled and buttery. Oh, God, it is to die for.
And then we have the grits with the butter on it.
Well, that's you. Oh. I don't eat anything that you got to put so much butter and salt to make it taste like anything. And I'm allergic to corn, so that's why I don't eat grits. I'd rather put my corn into popcorn or something that I can cheat on.
You're babbling, too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Jim usually orders the one entree on a menu that contains everything imaginable. He went with the Sunrise Sampler, $9.19 today. This was two eggs, grits, fried apples, hash brown casserole, plus a sampling of bacon, sausage patty, and country ham. Jim passed the fried apples to me and substituted sugar ham for the country ham. It's less salty.
And you know I'm all about eating healthy.
Oh, sure, I know. Mm-hmm. And he also went with the grilled sourdough toast instead of the biscuits and gravy. This is his go-to meal, which he said was delicious.
That's one thing about it. It's always consistent. Every time we've stopped there, it's always been really good. And it's just, I don't know. And they have the fireplace going. And
everything. Keeps you toasty.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Don't complain to us. Rockford is closer than you think.
It is.
It's only 33 minutes away. It's just like going to Woodfield. Now, why is that? You say by Woodfield, everybody goes, oh, okay. You say Rockford, and they go,
no, the only person that goes, was you. You never wanted to do the Cracker Barrel for all these years that we've been doing this show because you said nobody will want to go to Rockford. It's too far. But I know people who go to the Cherry Valley Mall shopping. They've also gone to restaurants out there and told me about it. So, you know, and they have people out there that they know. And they go and tell me about the restaurants out there so I know where we should go and where we shouldn't go.
Okay.
Okay, so it's you.
It's me.
You.
It would be nice to have a Cracker Barrel at the intersection of Route 47 and I-90.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we actually wrote to Cracker Barrel.
Yes, we did.
And they said no. And I think reading between the lines, because they always have a Cracker Barrel where there's a hotel.
Yep.
And there's no hotel there.
Nope.
So if there was a hotel, I bet you they would.
I bet you they would, because they had one on 31.
Mm-hmm.
And by the tollway. And we used to go there. But it wasn't consistent there. It was on or off days.
See, because there's no Cracker Barrel between Chicago and Rockford. So like right over here, it'd be like the midpoint.
Yeah.
So it'd be perfect.
Perfect.
Put one in there, Cracker Barrel people.
Yes. Listen to us.
Yeah.
We know what we're talking about. People here have stressed. We would go there with just the shopping alone, plus food.
You know, we have our finger on the pulse of the community here.
We do.
So we know what's going on. So
people tell me.
Put one in.
Okay. The price for our first stop on our mental health day was $25.52. Boy, Remember that show?
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. The cost for our second stop at Ho-Chunk Casino was, wait for it, don't ask.
No. I'd rather forget
I've been losing. And on our way home, our third stop was to the Mouse House Cheese House for cheese and sausage, which we love.
I mean, you can't go to Wisconsin without getting cheese.
Exactly. Love their land Jaegers that they have.
Little sausages.
Yeah, we get these sausage sticks, we dry them out, and they're yummy.
We really have to get a life.
Why?
Know? Well, because we just 2.5 hour ride for an hour up at Ho-Chunk.
No, about 2 hours, because we have our cigars.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah, two hours, 2.5 hours maybe.
This restaurant is handicap accessible. And we have a dining duo correction.
We do.
Someone called us on it, which that's the one way to tell if people are listening is to make a mistake.
Yes.
And in a previous show on Checkers 2, we stated that it was not handicap accessible. And one of our listeners, Gene, informed us that they do have two handicap parking spaces and a ramped entrance in the rear parking lot.
Didn't know they had a rear parking lot.
We didn't know that.
We didn't know that. We just parked on the street.
So, mea culpa. Thank you for calling us out on that.
Yep.
Now people know.
My love.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say about this?
I always have something to say about anything.
Okay, then give us your opinion on this restaurant.
Anything and everything. Grits prove if you put enough butter and salt on anything, you can eat it.
Exactly.
That's it. What's your take, Toots?
Don't pass up the grilled sourdough toast. I am not a toast eater, and I do not like sourdough bread. But this isn't real sour. It's really good, and I love it here.
Give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Cracker Barrel Restaurant, 730 North Lyford Road, Rockford, 61107. Phone number, 815-226-1944. Website, www.crackerbarrel.com. Directions, take Route 47 South to I-90 West to US 20 / State Street exit. Turn left on State Street, then left on Lyford Road to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 33 minutes. That's just like Woodfield.
Okay, all right.
For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you first.
No, actually, it's last.
I know.
WHRU?
I know.
It's last.
I know. And what are you going to say? We put you last.
No, I wasn't going to say that till you said weren't? First, but now because you said first, I'm going to say they last.
Okay. So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Actually, the station got a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'll just read it. This is from Bobby. And she says, as a regular listener of the Dining Duo program, I usually enjoy and appreciate the review and recommendations of Jim and Nancy Eggers. They are informative, okay, clever, yes.
Oh, thank you.
And often humorous. Oops.
Often?
Often.
Not all the time?
Evidently not.
We try.
Let me go on.
We try.
However, I was offended by their show entitled Holy Must Choli.
Really?
Yeah, comparing their experience at Nuova Italia Restaurant, a converted church in St. Charles, to the rituals, ministers, and objects used at Mass. Okay. I expected something from that review, actually. But while I assume they meant no malice in their review.
We didn't.
No. I think their metaphors and play on words were neither clever nor humorous, but disrespectful.
I don't think they were disrespectful.
No.
We could have gone that way, but we don't because we are religious people.
It was lighthearted humor, you know.
Right.
Because the restaurant wasn't a church, we compared it. But anyway, I regard the Mass / Eucharist as a sacred and the most important public prayer of the Catholic Church. Since the show is public, I am compelled to publicly voice my opinion regarding their expression of the review of this restaurant.
So be it.
I mean, yeah, I mean, but we didn't make fun of the Catholic Church and the Mass.
No, we're Catholics.
We just compared, like, the waiter was like the usher, things like that.
Yeah.
And we, you know, no.
She kind of went off the deep end.
I mean, she must really get easily offended. I mean, we just thought it was cute because it was an old church. I don't know. So
people have to get a life.
Hey, I survived 12 years of parochial school. I used to be an altar boy. So if I can't make fun of it, who can?
Exactly.
Anywho, we're glad you're listening to our show, Bobby. And thank you so much for writing. And any comments, questions, complaints, or anything, email thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And we will sit there and put you on the air with comments about your letters.
And we killed 5 minutes, so here we go.
You are fake news.
Fake.
Ah, yes, it's time once again for everyone's favorite game show, Real or Fake News.
This is fun.
This is where Nance and I each come up with an article or two. The other person has to determine if it's real or it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone you get correct, you get 1,000 points.
Uh-huh.
And everyone that's not correct, you get deducted 2,000 points.
No.
But then that doesn't work for the lightning round when all values are doubled.
And what does this buy me?
Bragging rights.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's
I know.
It. Okay.
Yeah, tell me that every time.
Okay, go with
I would like to win some money on this.
Go with the first one.
Okay. Wild turkeys take over a New Jersey neighborhood. Weeks before Thanksgiving, wild turkeys have taken over a New Jersey neighborhood. They are terrorizing people, breaking windows, and pecking at cars. Is this real or is this fake?
I gotta say fake.
Mm-mm.
It's real?
It's real. This happened in the town of Toms River, New Jersey.
Toms River.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Turkey. Oh. Okay, next one is glitter coffee.
Glitter coffee?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay.
Just in time for Christmas, a Mumbai coffee company is making coffee with glitter. Mm-hmm. It's all sparkly.
Really?
Yep. They don't say if the glitter will get stuck in your teeth, but you will look festive. Is this real or is it fake?
Fake.
It's real.
It's real?
It's real.
Glitter?
The Mumbai Coffee Company, their brand is Coffee by DiBella.
Are you serious?
It's real. Yeah.
You can't eat glitter.
Evidently, well, you don't. They, but this one, they do. I don't know. I don't make it. I just the messenger service.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Boy, we're doing good, aren't we?
yeah, we're both at minus 400,000, I think, or something. Okay.
Okay. You chew delivery service.
Okay.
First, it was fast food, then fast food delivery. Now a company has taken the next step. Hate to stop binge-watching your favorite show? Just get this free app, order your favorite fast food, and you too will deliver it, cut it up, and feed it to you. Is this real or is this fake?
I'm going to say fake.
Yeah.
It's called a nurse.
But these people are getting to be so lazy. All they're doing is,
I know.
Now it's delivery. Fast food has delivery now.
Okay, well, the next one is really kind of cool. It's introducing the iTable.
iTable?
Yes. Dreading those awkward holiday dinners? Get the iTable. Place the iTable camera in your dining room. Family members place their phone in the iTable holder in front of them, and they never have to interact with anyone.
Oh, like when you go to a restaurant.
And everybody's sitting around a table.
And they're all on their phones, and they're not talking to each
That's
other.
That's right. Simply text or video family members from your phone, so you never have to make eye contact or talk with them. Is this real or is it fake?
I haven't heard it being advertised, so I'd say fake. It was?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard it advertised. That's the only reason why I would think so.
Uh-huh.
Okay. KFC announced Christmas Party Barrel. Currently only available in Japan, KFC announces the Christmas Party Barrel. This consists of fried chicken, salad, and a traditional Japanese Christmas cake. Is this real or is this fake?
It's got to be fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's real? You're kidding me.
Last year, 3.6 million Japanese people enjoyed the party barrel.
Oh, man. That was a lightning round, too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was the first one of the lightning round. Oh.
You didn't win nothing.
I'm down like 6,000 points now.
Wow.
Okay. Well, let's see if I can get back on this one.
Okay.
This is the Miracle-Gro Burger.
All right. Miracle-Gro Burger.
Miracle-Gro Burger.
Okay.
You know how they have all those vegetable burgers now?
Yeah.
Well, coming soon to a hamburger chain near you, the Miracle-Gro Burger. It consists only of the finest chemicals and compounds loosely derived from plants and said to taste exactly like the finest Angus beef.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Guaranteed to build muscle and strong bones. Any leftovers can be used in your garden.
And it's called Miracle-Gro
Burger.
Burger.
Is this real or is it fake?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I know Burger King came out with their burger. So, I don't think. Real.
That's fake.
It is?
That's fake.
I figure because of Burger King coming out with their plants as a burger. Oh, well. I tried. Well, since it is that time of year when we give thanks for everything we have, backed by popular demand.
Oh boy, buckle up, people.
We will once again sing our turkey song.
Ah, yes. Back every year we get requests for this.
And it's Thanksgiving.
It is.
And who requests this, my love?
I do. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Oh, turkey dear, oh, turkey dear, how lovely are thy feathers. Oh, turkey dear, oh, turkey dear, there could be nothing better. We celebrate Thanksgiving Day by putting your carcass on display. Oh, turkey dear, oh, turkey dear, you thought we're here to greet you. Oh, turkey dear, oh, turkey dear, we're really here to eat you.
And I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww. Aww. Well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Five little turkeys standing in a row. First little turkey said, I don't want to grow. Second little turkey said, why'd you say that? Third little turkey said, I want to get fat. Fourth little turkey said, Thanksgiving's near. Fifth little turkey said, yes, that's what I hear. Then the five little turkeys that were standing in a row all said together, come on, let's go. Five little turkeys standing in a row. First little turkey said, I don't want to grow. Second little turkey said, why'd you say that? The third little turkey said, I want to get fat. Fourth little turkey said, Thanksgiving's near. Fifth little turkey said, yes, that's what I hear. Then the five little turkeys that were standing in a row all said together, come on, let's go. Five little turkeys standing in a row. First little turkey said, I don't want to grow. Second little turkey said, why'd you say that? The third little turkey said, I want to get fat. Fourth little turkey said, Thanksgiving's near. Fifth little turkey said, yes, that's what I hear. Then the five little turkeys that were standing in a row all said together, come on, let's go!